Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Game Plan Podcast, a New York Jets audio experience hosted by me, Tyler, and we're back with another episode of the Game Plan Pod. Hopefully, you guys are having a great week thus far. Recording this on a Wednesday evening, as always. Off season in full swing, as we recorded last week's episode, kind of previewed a bit of the draft, a bit of free agency. This will be much more of a free agency-esque preview episode. Starting off with a release, CJ Uzomah, whom the Jets signed two off seasons ago. The Jets did end up releasing him yesterday. Clears about $5.3 million in cap space, so they are obviously planning for the future here in free agency and hoping they can strike big on a few players as we enter kind of free agency frenzy coming up here in the next few days. But Uzomah never really caught on. It feels like, you know, they signed Conklin in the same offseason. He definitely became the feature tight end in this Jets offense, and then Jeremy Ruckert drafting him out of Ohio State 2 years back as well. Uzomah kind of fell out of favor. Who knows? If Rodgers stayed healthy, he might have been used a bit more. I know they had some sort of, you know, connection off the field. Who knows, right? I mean, the offense, kind of hindsight is 20/20. The offense would have looked much different with Rodgers, and I guarantee things would have gone very different, i.e. Mecole Hardman probably not throwing a fit and leaking game plans, but that's for another day. Anyway, CJ Uzomah getting released by the Jets. That is really the only notable in terms of Jets news from the past week. Free agency obviously coming up here, so this will be a free agency-centric episode, as I said earlier, previewing kind of positions in need for the Jets and where they might go in free agency 2024. So yeah, I mean, let's jump right into it, right? In terms of free agency, the Jets looking on offense, at backup quarterback, right? And that's going to be a position of much conversation over the next couple of weeks. The Jets will be in the quarterback market, in terms of looking for a suitable backup, as, you know, letting Zach Wilson kind of hit the market, the trade market, on his own. I'm sure the Jets are also looking at trade partners. Zach Wilson's agent looking at trade partners as well. I'd expect something to get done probably before the draft, just so, you know, the awkwardness leaves the building. Probably over the next few weeks after free agency begins, and then you start to get in the rhythm, and then Zach gets traded on a random Wednesday, right? News show always drops on a Wednesday, it feels like. Not much today, but for the Bills, a lot today. And we will touch on that as well around the AFC East in the coming weeks as well, what other teams do in direct competition with the Jets. And, of course, the Bills today releasing Tre'Davious White, restructuring Von Miller, releasing Jordan Poyer. A lot of moves over there on defense for the Bills, and it seems like they're trying to reset in terms of cap space. They were 40 over coming into the offseason. I believe they're still around 10. Over, so they have moves to make if they want to, you know, kind of do things in free agency. I believe they signed Mitch Trubisky today. They agreed to terms with him. So, in terms of the Jets, who are they looking at for a backup quarterback? You know, talking before the offseason really started, you were thinking Jacoby Brissett, Ryan Tannehill, maybe Marcus Mariota, Gardner Minshew. It's not going to be cheap, right? The market is definitely not cheap. And you know, Jacoby Brissett may be in line for actually a starting job. I've heard New England as a potential landing spot. I think that'd actually be pretty good for New England, especially if they wanted to dive into the wide receiver kind of market in the draft. You know, Marvin Harrison. Obviously, I wouldn't like to see that happen. But, you know, Sauce Gardner versus Marvin Harrison for the next 10 years would certainly be a sight. But as for backup quarterback, Jacoby Brissett, I honestly don't think it's too realistic. I think he's going to be asking for way too much money. And I think he's going to be a starter, quite frankly. I really think Jacoby actually might head into this 2024 season as a starter. Ryan Tannehill, I think, is a bit more realistic. A guy who can sit behind Rodgers, kind of not have to do much unless Rodgers gets hurt, forbid. And, yeah, I just feel like Tyrod Taylor, Marcus Mariota, Minshew, I think, is going to be pretty expensive as well. I mean, he's a great backup quarterback to have. Do not get me wrong. But the guy's, you know, 27 years old. I think he's going to want, honestly, also to try to look for a starting gig. He's probably going to be a backup, though, somewhere. You know, Tyler Huntley wouldn't be a bad option. I know Josh Dobbs is out there. So there are definitely options out there for the Jets to pursue a backup quarterback. The free agent market really runs thin after those guys I just named. But, you know, did the Jets sign a backup quarterback, then draft one? You know, there are different avenues they could take, but that is definitely a position in need that will be highly sought after for New York heading into this draft here. Another position we're just going to go through on offense, I guess, straight away. What we're looking at in terms of free agents, backup running back. The Jets have Breece Hall, Isi Abanaconda. Did they look for another guy, kind of a more high profile guy like an Ezekiel Elliott, DeAndre Swift, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, you know, a guy who could kind of take the load off of Breece. Breece, obviously, coming off the ACL last year, was explosive. You really couldn't tell he got injured at all. He was a beast as usual. Did the Jets try to match that energy with another high-profile running back, or did they just, you know, kind of chill with Izzy and maybe draft another running back or sign a A.J. Dillon? I could see that from Green Bay. Jerick McKinnon, Antonio Gibson, you know, there are definitely avenues they could take there. A lot of free agent running backs this year. That is definitely a saturated market. With Saquon Barkley, Derrick Henry, Josh Jacobs, Tony Pollard, the list goes on. It's a very, very good market for running back this year. So if your team needs a running back, you are in luck. But yeah, just another option to look out for. I don't think it's a very high priority for the Jets, as they will definitely be looking into more of the wide receiver market, which we will touch on right now. At receiver, it's headlined by the likes of Odell Beckham Jr., Curtis Samuel, Tyler Boyd. Pulling this info from spottrack.com, by the way. Cedric Wilson, Kendrick Bourne, who I'm personally a fan of, and I would love to see the Jets sign him as a number two corner, number two wide receiver to Garrett Wilson. And that's primarily what we're looking at here for the Jets, is a number two wide receiver to Garrett Wilson, right? You're looking to pair him kind of an over-the-top, middle-of-the-field threat to kind of take the attention off of Wilson. You know, do you look at a DJ Chark? You know, there are different guys out there that you can kind of target. Paris Campbell, Cedric Wilson, Marquez Valdez-Scantling with his connection with back in Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers. This will also be highly talked about. Tyler Boyd, I saw an Albert Breer article mentioning him. That's definitely an interesting player. I would definitely look into that if I was the Jets. I think Tyler Boyd's a very good receiver, actually. SpotRec has his market value and average salary around $9 million. So that's 3 years, $27 million or so. I'd sign up for that in a heartbeat. I mean, you're paying Alan Lazard, what, 3 years, $40 million? Or 4 years, $40 million, something like that? 4 years, $50 million. So, yeah, I'm definitely heading into this offseason looking to try to get a bargain on one of these wide receivers. It's free agency, so you're not going to get a bargain. Most of the time, you are going to have to overpay for your selecting free agent player. But in terms of free agency, Marquise Brown is also a free agent wide receiver from Arizona. There are definitely options. I'm going Tyler Boyd. I'm going Kendrick Bourne. Marquise Brown is an interesting one. Calvin Ridley as well has been mentioned a bunch of times as well. Van Jefferson, just because of the connection to his dad. The Jets hired Sean Jefferson, their new wide receivers coach. Other than that, yeah, the list goes on. It's always a very populated wide receivers list every year. Rashid Shaheed is an interesting name on there as well. I think he's actually an exclusive rights free agent, so the Saints have rights to him there. So yeah, I mean, we'll definitely talk more about receiver next Wednesday for our free agency frenzy episode. But just wanted to touch on that briefly now as well. Just so we're aware of what we're working with that position. Next up, went through backup quarterback, backup running back and receiver, going to offensive line. A very, very, very high position of need for the Jets. Guys like Charles Leno, Tyron Smith, who just got, kind of the ability to test free agency from Dallas. Andres Pete, Dwayne Brown, obviously still out there. He may retire. Kevin Zeitler, Connor Williams from Miami, Trenton Brown from New England. The list goes on, right? I mean, there are a lot of free agents, offensive linemen, a lot of good free agent offensive linemen. Isaiah Wynn, Robert Hunt from Miami is a very good offensive lineman as well. Ezra Cleveland from Jacksonville. So there are guys out there, right? I mean, there are guys that the Jets will be signing. I mean, you should expect 2 to 3 signings on the offensive line from the Jets in free agency. I think so because, I mean, they have to sign a starting guard, right? I mean, they have to replace Laken Tomlinson. And, I mean, do you put Elijah Vera Tucker at left guard where he originally started? Possibly. I mean, just keep him there for the entire year, kind of fill a position there. You know, I think they definitely signed a starting guard in free agency. You know, I'm looking at Kevin Seichler. I think he's a pretty good player. I think the Jets can get him at you know, an okay value. Offensive line is just it's another market that gets very saturated. But the demand is very high, so the price is still high, even though there's a lot of players. And I think the Jets are in a spot where they're ready to splash on at least one. That's my opinion, and I think they will. So look out for a guard signing, just because I feel like they'll try to address that in free agency and tackle in the draft. They will have to get a left tackle and a right tackle, unless they want to stick Carter Warren at right tackle and try to just play him out at that spot. But as of right now, I'm expecting, you know, a definite guard signing in free agency and maybe a tackle as well. Heading over to defense, really not much to talk about on this side of the ball, to be completely honest. If they do lose defensive end Bryce Huff, I'd expect a signing there. I'd expect, you know, maybe a Romeo Okwara. You know, I think Foley Fadukasi actually getting released from Jacksonville is an interesting name and an interesting signing that the Jets should make. Honestly, I would love to reunite Foley in New York. I think he's a, you know, very good run stopper, and the Jets need that depth behind Quinnen Williams. So I definitely look into that. You know, you look into like a Leonard Floyd. You know, there are guys out there, but it's very hard to replace Bryce Huff. I think you're looking at a guy who is still going to be in the same rotation as Huff was, and I think he's still going to, you know, kind of play a similar role. Doesn't have to be great against the run, but needs to be very effective against the pass when out on the field. Bryce Huff obviously only playing 30 to 40% of the team snaps, so you know, he gets signed somewhere else. I'm actually very interested to see how he does, because I would not be surprised to see a 14, 15, 16 sack season out of Bryce Huff. The guy's that good. So, I mean, you know, you got to expect a, you know, a comp pick if the Jets were to let him go without offering him a contract, but we'll see. Moving over all the way down to safety, the Jets are pretty set at middle linebacker. Jamin Sherwood still on the team here. Quincy Williams, CJ Mosley, who, you know, I've seen talk about him possibly getting cut. It's not going to happen at all. He's kind of the leader of this defense. If we lost him, we'd be lost in the middle of the field. I listen, all the love and all the respect to Quincy Williams. He's a beast. He's one of the best linebackers in the NFL. CJ Mosley, and I think many on the team will attest to this, keeps this engine running alongside Quinnen Williams, Sauce Gardner. You know, CJ Mosley's kind of the signal caller, right? And you can't lose that guy by cutting him, right? It just doesn't make any sense. So, at the safety spot, you're definitely looking at a good set of names here as well. Good set of veteran names. I'm looking at Jordan Poyer, the guy who got released from the Bills today, 32 years old. I think he'd be a great fit straight up for the Jets. I think he'd be exactly what they need in the back end. Tony Adams and Jordan Poyer would do wonders for the Jets' back end. I think Poyer is, you know, he's obviously seasoned, and he's been around for a while. So I'm looking at him. Quandre Diggs, who recently got released from Seattle. Jamal Adams, psych, yikes, absolutely not. Connor Hughes coming out saying that they have zero interest in even pursuing Adams at all. So we could go ahead and shut that down immediately. Who else we got here? Jordan Whitehead, it doesn't seem like the Jets are really going to re-sign him. It's tricky. I do like Jordan as a player, and I think he was pretty good. And I think he was pretty serviceable at that spot. So we'll see. They may have interest in re-signing him. It depends what his numbers out there. Other guys out here, you know, Kareem Jackson, Xavier McKinney, who the Giants have not re-signed for some odd reason. Yeah, so I mean, I'm just looking at the list now. It's a decent list. It's not crazy. There are guys out here that are definitely high-profile names, but you know, are they still super high quality players at their age, at the year they have been in the league? You know, there's definitely conversation around that. So that really does it, other than the Thomas Morstead and Greg Zuerlein re-signings that I'm hoping come in the next 2 days. But with that said, yeah, I think I'm gonna go ahead and actually end the episode here. A little bit of a longer ep, just due to the free agent preview and everything I wanted to go over today. So I hope you guys enjoyed a bit of insight on what I think the Jets should definitely prioritize this free agency and what they should look at in the draft as well. whatever they don't get done in free agency, you could definitely prioritize in the draft. And I don't think the Jets are going to be drafting with their current draft picks, right? I mean, they're going to be moving around. They might even compile more, compile less. Who knows? But as we get closer to the draft, I will definitely, come out with a preview episode of that. Just keep the content rolling. I feel like we've been doing a really good job. I love the engagement, as you guys always do. And I really love just getting news out to you guys. Everyone deserves it. I feel like, we've been suffering for so damn long. I think we need a season where we get excited. We can just hope for the best. So with that said, I am going to leave it here. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of the Game Plan Pod. If you have not already, please follow my Instagram at New York Jets Game Plan, Twitter at New York Jets Game Plan. And I will see you next week for another episode and a free agent recap video in parentheses. We'll be previewing the rest of free agency as it just gets started. So thanks, guys. See you next week.